Okay, we got some wild stuff going on today, my friend. Shmuley Pinchas, Rabbi Goldberg, what is going on?
I miss you too much. I had to come.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Rabbi Goldberg, you just got a big hug. Oh, wow. You're it's making me miss Yerushalayim. You're making me miss Yerushalayim. Yeah.
There you go. Here's Isaiah. You can see a building.
Maybe. Wow.
We miss you and the Machane. I'm jealous.
You can give Zoom Shurim if you want, Rabbi Goldberg.
I'm sure there's no shortage of people giving Zoom Shurim in the Machane.
That's true. Okay, but there's no one like Rabbi Goldberg, at least in my opinion. Rabbi Goldberg, you ready for some heavy Chassidus?
I'm ready.
This is deep. You know Rabbi Shimshon Ashtapolar? You're familiar with that name, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to say something from Shimshon Ashtapolar, which is very, very deep. In this week's parish, in Parashas Bechukosai, it speaks a little bit about the din of Maiser Behema, Asiri Yeakoidesh. And I'm just going to tell you first what he says, and then we're going to go slowly and construct it. Shvilei Pinchas, here it is, Ein Ches, it's the way to go. He says that Asiri Yeakoidesh is a remez to Mises Rabbi Akiva. Mises Rabbi Akiva. We know that Rabbi Akiva died. He was one of the Asara Aruge Malchus. Asiri Yeh, it was only one of the Asara Aruge Malchus. Obviously, there was 10 of them. Asiri Yeh, Kodesh La Hashem. That's a reference to Mises Rabbi Akiva. V'hadavar tzarech in gadol. What in the world? Why punkt Mises Rabbi Akiva? What does that have to do with Meiser Behema? Can you explain this? So we're going to go from the very beginning, my friend. And the Shvilei Pinchas does a beautiful job at breaking this down for us with Siyata Dishmaya. Just listen up. It's relatively simple. He says the following thing. We know that the Asar Yuge Malchus were a kapara for the chet of Mechiras Yosef. It's actually brought down in the piyut of Yom Kippurim. It says the following thing. It says, the Asara Haruge Malucha, Goinev Ishu Mechorev Inimtza B'yodai Mais Yumas. The Tsar came to these 10 people and said to them, someone who steals from his friend, what's his din? He said, Mois Tumas. The Koral Asara Chachomim Gedoilim. And the Vine Das Vitamea Vipilpulim. Dinam Mishpat Zela Ashuro. They wanted to be Ma'asher. They wanted to get a stamp of approval that this is the din. You're supposed to get killed. So they said, yeah. So the Tsar said back, so where are your fathers that sold your brother? We have to punish him. It all rhymes. You're the Shvatim and not here. You're going to have to accept it on yourself. It's all rhyming, which is you are going to have to take the hit for the Shvatim because, after all, they're not here. And you, there's never been 10 like you in the history, and you got to do it. Okay, so what happened? So the Asari Hamalchus asked permission to verify that this is what they're supposed to do. They sent Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Chalu v'za'u v'na'u kulanu kulamu. He's going to go to, which means he's going up there. He's going to check out to see if this is what Hashem really wants. And then he says, "Shamati nachori apoyergod ki bezois atem nil kadim." Yep, we're trapped in this. We're caught in this. We've got stuck in this. And the Asar Yuge Malchus we keneged. We're there to mechaper on the chet of Mechiras Yosef. Okay. Now, Arizal explains that the reason is because they were kind of like a Gilgulim. All the people that were there. All these great tzaddikim and Asar Yuge Malchus were Gilgulim of the Shvatim, the Heilige Shvatim. So therefore, that's why they have to be mechaper. Okay. Now we get to the sticky part. Everybody say, why are there Asara Haruge Malchus? Let's figure out who is involved in the Mechiras Yosef. This is the question that Rabbi Shimshon Ashtapolar speaks about. And he says, hold on a second. Binyamin was not there. Reuven was not there. Reuven wasn't present at the time. It says Reuven came back. He says, Reuven was shocked. So Binyamin's not there. Reuven's not there. And Yosef didn't sell himself. So there's nine. You only got nine people that were involved in the chet of Mechiras Yosef. Why are there Asara Haruge Malchus? So this is the question. I would have thought of my own answers. I would have said maybe Yosef, because maybe he was also guilty of getting angry. Maybe Reuven, because Reuven seems to have been a part of the incitement, maybe, or something, but that's not what that Rizal says. Says Heliga Rizal, because after this happened, the Shvatim sat and they decided, okay, we are going to make sure no one tells our father what happened. But there's only nine, so they wanted a paskin as a bezdin. They wanted to make a minion in order to make like this cherem, and a cherem needs a minion. So mishtatef Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the sheet of the mishtatef Hakadosh Baruch Hu into the cherem. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu was kind of like part of this group, was the Eibishter Alein. Wow. Says the Arizal. That's why we needed Asara Haruge Malchus. Because Kaviyocho, and we're going to explain this, don't take it on face value. Kaviyocho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also needed a kapara. Who is that? Says the Arizal, that was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the one who ki'ilu was the kapara for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's going to explain something to us. Because when Rabbi Akiva died, it said he died Yatsa Nishmasai Be'echad. Echad! Only him. It doesn't say that about any of the other ones. What is it about Rabbi Akiva? It says when they brought Rabbi Akiva to Ariga, it was this man Kriya Shema. And he was Marich Be'echad. Achi Yatsa Nishmasai Be'echad. And Yatsa Batskol Ve'omra. Ashrecho Rabbi Akiva. Achi Yatsa Nishmasai Be'echad. What does that mean? Rabbi Akiva was being Mechaper for Echad. Rakhadish Baruch Hu. That's the Pshat. And that's what Arizal says. This is the Lashon Rizal. V'zeh soid ashrecho Rabbi Akiva shiyatsu nishmasu be'echad. Pirish b'shvil echad shu ashchina shnikris yichidoi shel oylam. He was mechaper for kaviyocha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zoktom shimshin ashtapalar, haflo v'fela. Listen to this haflo v'fela, my friends. It's beautiful. Why isn't Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva was unbelievable. We all know that. But was there something about Rabbi Akiva's particular personality, not just his greatness, something about him? Says Rav Shimshon Ashtapalar, listen to this, there's a machlokes in Pesachim, Rav Shimon Amsuni, and Rabbi Akiva, Rav Shimon Amsuni was darshaned all Esim in the Torah, Es L'Rabbis, we're all famous. The most famous one to me is Es L'Rabbis Achicha Gadol, I get it from my brother all the time. Es L'Rabbis, every Es he darshaned, but he got to Es Hashem L'Kech Atira, and he didn't know what to darshan. What Es L'Rabbis. What else? What can I include in that pasuk of Es L'Es Hashem L'Kech Atira? So you know what Hashem Amsuni said? Okay, I forget it. He said the Kishem Shem Kabban Tzchala Jerisha Kach Mekabban Tzchala Prisha, and I'm just not going to darshan. Rabbi Akiva came and said, "No, I got something to darshan. Es L'Rabbis Tamidei Chachomim. Es Hashem L'Kech Atira. Es L'Rabbis Tamidei Chachomim." What does that mean? It means a Talmud Chacham can be someone that is almost like the representation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, says Rabbi Akiva. And if you want something that's tuffle to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something that's like Ki'ilu, Shaykh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Es L'Rabbis Tamidei Chachamim. Says Rav Shimshon Ashtapalar, now you get it. Now you get it why it was Rabbi Akiva? Because Rabbi Akiva is the one who said, who can represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol needs a kapara, whatever that means. Kaviyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a kapara. So it's Rabbi Akiva who's going to do it. Because this wasn't just something Rabbi Akiva that he darshan. This was what Rabbi Akiva personified. Rabbi Akiva was Es L'Rabbis Tamidei Chachamim. And that's the pshat, if you read it in the psukim, it says Rabbi Shimshon Ashtapalar. It says, Nechol Ma'asar, it means the Shvatim, Shivtei Ka. Shevet means the different tribes. Kol HaShayavar is Tachas HaShevet. Everything that happened is because of the Shvatim. Asiri? You want to know why there's a 10th? Yakodesh
Lashem. That's to be ki'ilu kaviyochol mechaper for HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Unbelievable, my friends. Mamish, unbelievable. So I believe it is a little bit hard for us to understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a kapara? What does that mean?
I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew exactly what he was doing, and what he was doing was for the best. This whole thing was really for the best. Everything worked out well. And even Yosef even said it himself afterwards when the Shvatim were like nervous Yosef was going to take revenge. Yosef said, Atem chashavtem alai ra, Elokim chashva letoiva. Yosef said, I know everything is good, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't do anything wrong. The Shvatim did something wrong because they had the wrong intentions. And that's always the case. Everything that happens in the world is good. But you have the choice to do it, and your intention is wrong, and that's going to be a problem. So why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need ki'ilu akapara? So says the Shvile Pinchas, the reason is as follows. Le'maisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishtatef with the Shvatim in the Cherem. And even though he wasn't doing anything wrong, but they were doing something wrong. And when you're mishtatef with something, someone doing something wrong, so that itself already needs a kapara. Just being like a part of the group, that itself needs a kapara. And where do we see that from?
Zok the Gemara in Matas Tav Hey Amid Beis. It says in the pasuk Al Pishnayim Edim or Shloisha Edim Yumas Hameis. Two Edim, three Edim. You kill someone. If it's two Edim, we have to say three Edim, four. Al Pishnayim Edim Yumas Hameis. Why does it have to be a Shnayim Edim or Shloisha Edim Yumas Hameis? There's three pshatim in the Gemara. The last pshat is Rabbi Akiva. Says Rabbi Akiva, Lo Bash Lishi Lahakel, Ela Lahachmir. Which means as follows. You don't need the third guy, but the first two are doing something wrong. And says Rabbi Akiva, if I am part of that group, I'm going to get punished also. And if your voice, if it's the Anash Hakosov Lenitfal Le'oivre Aveira Ka'oivre Aveira, the pasuk is punishing someone that is tuffled to Oivre Aveira as if he did the Aveira. Who said this? Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva is the one who ki'ilu was ma'ayra on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are the shtatif to the cherem. You need a kapara. How is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to need a kapara? Through Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva is the one who says, I can represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything comes around Rabbi Akiva.
Haflo v'fera. Now we understand why it's Rabbi Akiva who's being mechaper for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we understand why it happens. It's happening through Meiser Behem. I just want to end with one bark from the Rabban Mibels. He brings from his father, his grandfather, I mean, Rabbi Yeshua Mibels, the following thing, just to close the circle. And he says the following. He says, what's the pshat in Meiser? What's Meiser? Aleph, Beis, what do? We all the animals go through, and then we stamp the 10th one. Why do all the animals have to go through? Just put the other animals on the side. The other animals aren't part of this. Don't become Kodesh. Says Rav Yeshua Mibels, when a person takes Meiser, Milvad Mashachola Kedusha ala Chelek Shu Mafresh, Chola Me'ein Oisa Kedusha Gama Chelek Hachulin Shenishar Biyodoy. I can't take Meiser without the other Chalokim. So the other Chalokim are facilitating the Meiser. So they're kind of like assisting in the Meiser. They're not Meiser, but they're assisting in the Meiser. So this whole idea of Meiser that exists, this concept that we're discussing, is all about this connection between different components of Kodesh and Chol, how they influence each other. And that's why it's in the parsha of Meiser Behema that we are introduced to this major, beautiful Kiddush. Kol sheyaver tachas hashevet, asiri yiyeh Kodesh. And Rabbi Akiva is the one who is mechadish to us, that if someone's nitfa lo'ivra aveira, you also needs a kapara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ki'ilu nitfa lo'ivra aveira, he needs a kapara. Says the Arizal, that's the 10th one. Who is that? It's going to be Rabbi Akiva, because he's the one who's mechadish it, and he's mechadish that there's a need for a kapara, and he's mechadish that there can be a kapara.
Because Rabbi Akiva says, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, L'Rabbi Stami Dechachomim. Therefore, this is appropriate for Rabbi Akiva. That's the remnants that we have from Shimshon HaShtapol in this week's parasha. With this, we will close, my friends. I hope you appreciate it. I hope it was worth your time to join us. I think that these things are very inspiring to me. Different people have different appreciations for it. I find that Mamish like brings so much like to life in the parsha, where you're like, so many things. Like Meister Behema was for me relatively, I mean, there's a lot of lumpness there, but bland as far as just, you know, what's the relevance? But it's bringing to life the Torah in many different ways. And where you see that underneath the surface, there's so much that's stewing and brewing, and it's like the Torah is so big. And when you're reading the parashas and you don't know what you're reading, just know that what's standing underneath this is all of the Torah of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and all those that came after him. Those are the thoughts, my friends. I hope you have a beautiful Shabbat.